Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the World News. The headlines. UN Human Rights Agency voices concern over wave of unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, calls for probe into deaths of protesters. U.S. forces carry out new round of strikes on seventh consecutive night on Iran. Tehran retaliates by targeting U.S. military facilities in Jordan and Kuwait. Massive earthquake of 7.4 magnitude hits southern coast of Mexico, tsunami warning issued. India's ace shuttler P.V. Sindhu enters the final of the Japan Open badminton tournament. And in FIFA World Cup, France and England to lock horns for third place at Miami tonight. The United Nations Human Rights Agency has voiced concern over the wave of unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, calling for investigations into killings of protesters as well as members of security forces. In a statement, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, urged Pakistani authorities to exercise restraint, protect fundamental rights, and ensure accountability for reported violence ahead of regional elections at the end of the month. Mr. Türk appealed for calm as tensions continue to rise across the region. The High Commissioner called for prompt, thorough, and impartial investigations into all deaths that have occurred due to the unrest. Meanwhile, the NEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the government has always maintained that the entire union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are an integral part of India.
The Pahalgam terror attack took several innocent lives. You all saw its barbarity. Our authorities have begun investigations in the matter and it continues. As far as cross-border terrorism is concerned, you are well aware of Pakistan's decades-long sponsorship and support for it, as also its continued use as instrument of state policy.
American forces carried out a new round of strikes on Iran, marking the seventh consecutive night of attacks following the collapse of the peace deal between both the sides. The U.S. Central Command said in a social media post that the strikes were designed to continue degrading Iranian military capabilities. Iranian media reported that multiple explosions were heard in the southern port cities of Bandar Abbas and Sirik last night, shortly after the U.S. military began its airstrikes. On the other hand, Iran said its drones targeted U.S. military facilities in Jordan and Kuwait as part of an operation against American positions in the region. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania tomorrow. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, said the state visits, which will continue till the 25th of this month, are being undertaken at the invitation of the presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. He said that the visit is of considerable historical significance as it'll mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian president to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia.
These state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the presidents of Republic of Moldova, Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. The three-nation visit is of considerable historic significance as it marks the first ever bilateral visits by an Indian president to the Republic of Moldova and the Republic of North Macedonia. The visit to Romania will be the first state visit by an Indian president in over three decades.
Minister for Foreign Affairs of Panama, Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vasquez, will be undertaking an official five-day visit to India from tomorrow. During his visit, the Foreign Minister of Panama will hold a meeting with Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi on Monday. He'll also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar at Hyderabad House on the same day. On Wednesday, Mr. Vasquez will also hold a meeting with Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, in the national capital on Wednesday. He is scheduled to leave India on Thursday. President of Zanzibar and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Mvinyi, who is on a four-day official visit to India, will arrive in New Delhi this evening. Yesterday, President Mavini attended the 63rd convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT, in Chennai as the chief guest. Speaking on the occasion, he said that the establishment of IIT Madras, Zanzibar, the first international campus of IIT Madras, represents far more than an educational milestone. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met Estonia's Foreign Affairs Minister Margus Tsahkna in Tallinn yesterday. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen India-Estonia cooperation in trade, investment, digital transformation, cybersecurity, and emerging technologies. They also exchanged views on creating new opportunities following the successful conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Addressing the India-Estonia Business Forum in the presence of Mr. Tsahkna, Mr. Goyal said combining India's digital capabilities and scale with world-class manufacturing, supported by the India-EU FTA framework, can further boost bilateral ties and strengthen the India-EU partnership.
Working to strengthen each other's economies and work for the shared prosperity and a brighter future for all Europeans, for all Indians, working as a family and having already concluded the agreements with EFTA, which came into effect, the Switzerland conglomerate of four countries, on 1st October last year.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 7.4 struck off the southern coast of Mexico yesterday. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, in a social media post, said no damage has been reported following the earthquake. She added that safety measures have been put in place while advising the public not to approach beaches owing to the risk of a tsunami. She urged the public to follow civil protection recommendations and amid ongoing inspections by the government. In Gaza, at least 7 people were killed and 22 others injured in an Israeli airstrike on a funeral today. Avda Hospital in the Nuseirat refugee camp confirmed the number of casualties. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel and the Hamas group agreed to a ceasefire deal in October last year, aimed at halting a 2-year-long war. The heaviest fighting has subsided, but at least 1,123 people have been killed in Gaza since the ceasefire took effect. In badminton, Indian shuttler and 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of the Japan Open in Tokyo today. She entered the final after her opponent and world number 4, Chen Yufei of China, retired during the second set of the match. Sindhu won the first set 21-19 and was leading in the second set 15-10 when her Chinese rival retired. Earlier, Sindhu advanced to the last 4 after former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan withdrew from their quarterfinal match yesterday. As a result, the quarterfinal contest was called off before play began, handing the Indian shuttler a walkover. In the FIFA World Cup, European rivals France and England will lock horns in the third-place playoff match at the Miami Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The third-place playoff match has been part of the World Cup since 1934, the second edition of the tournament, with the 1950 edition being the only exception. Meanwhile, Argentina and Spain will face each other in the finals of the FIFA World Cup at the New York, New Jersey Stadium. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UN Human Rights Agency voices concern over wave of unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, calls for probe into deaths of protesters. US forces carry out new round of strikes on 7th consecutive night on Iran. Tehran retaliates by targeting US military facilities in Jordan and Kuwait. Massive earthquake of 7.4 magnitude hits southern coast of Mexico, tsunami warning issued. India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu enters the final of Japan Open Badminton Tournament. And in the FIFA World Cup, France and England to lock horns for third place at Miami tonight. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.